Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Carpet One show, and I've run into Amy Gilmore, the show director for Surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, we're down here at the Carpet One show. 2 weeks from now, we're going to be in Las Vegas at the Surfaces show. I thought it might be great to do a quick interview and talk to you about what your anticipation is for the show in 2 weeks.
Well, the team back in the office down the street here in Dallas are gearing up. We're very busy packing things up, ready to go to Vegas. The latest reports we have show our attendance is up almost 20%, so we're really excited about that. Looking forward to a great show next week.
So one way of tracking the success of a show is anticipated attendance, and also I guess it's in bookings. I think we talked about this before as far as the real estate, the number of booths, and remind us again what that is.
Absolutely. Right now our exhibit space bookings are up about 5% over last year, which again it shows the health of the industry and everybody's doing business and business is healthy. So we're really excited about that. And going back to the attendance, also looking at the hotel bookings. I mean, right now things are selling out. It's hard to find a room in Las Vegas in our block. So I would definitely say if you're planning to come and you haven't booked your room yet, to go online and do that. And you can do that at our website.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on concurrently, because I know the Las Vegas market, as I think, starts just a little bit prior to your show and runs concurrently with you. What else is going on in Vegas?
Absolutely. The Las Vegas market runs over at the Las Vegas World Market Center. And we do have shuttle buses running between the shows on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if you show them your TICE badge, they will let you in no charge and vice versa between the two events.
This show changed its format a little bit. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday show. Normally it was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show, but your education starts on Monday, right?
That's correct. We have a jam-packed education schedule with CEUs and a lot of different education programs for retailers, distributors, designers that you wouldn't want to miss.
Now, what else is new with the show? I know you've got some stages. We've got some things going on the show floor. Tell us some things that we need to make sure we don't miss.
Our newest show floor feature, as you mentioned, is we call it the DISH, the Design and Installation Showcase Hub. So not only do you have the two stages as we've had in the past with demonstrations, we have three stages now. One is solely about design, the trends coming up for the year. Actually, the next 2 years, you'll see some exhibitor products there, some different design showcases. We'll also have some installation demonstrations by some industry professionals, as well as some exhibitor demonstrations, too. So you won't want to miss that on the show floor.
There's also some after-hour things. I know, for instance, you and I are in partnership on this Young Professional Award event, which happens Tuesday at the Border Grill from 5 to 7, and we've named our winners. We have 10 very, very talented young professionals. I hope many of them come, so we'll be recognizing them there at that event.
Yes, that's a don't-miss event. We love that event. It's always well-attended. You have your awards there, and we definitely encourage any young professionals under 40 to attend this event, to network, and just really talk about what they're doing out in the industry.
We've talked about the fact that Shaw, or at least a piece of Shaw, is back at the show after a long gap, and they're there with their Anderson Tough Decks. Are there any other news items from an exhibitor standpoint?
Right now, we're looking out, and when you look at the floor plan, and as you mentioned, Anderson Tough Tags, it's truly an industry event. You can go out, and you can see the top manufacturers at the event. You walk around the show floor, you can see all new products. You can see the recognizable names that you're looking for. So if you come to Surfaces in Las Vegas, you will see truly the industry there.
All right. Brings me to something that's obviously been in the news recently. We've all heard this news that Domotex USA will come to Atlanta in February of 2019. What do you think of that announcement?
Well, the industry needs another show. We're sitting at one right now talking. Well, everything that I've seen and heard on the news is that it will more than likely be a regional event, and looking at that versus TICE is that, you know, we have been and we will remain to be the national event that's held in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. How many years has Surfaces been around?
This will be our 28th year.
Okay. Well, you know, while I'm at, have been at this show, I've been hearing a lot of great things around the momentum of the fourth quarter of 17 and how everybody's expectations in 18 are very strong. So it should be a very good show, and I look forward to being with you there. You've been talking to Amy Gilmore, the show director of Surfaces, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.